duše, vstávaj slonce, vstávaj, rozbudi vse navkolo, kaj počuje rodni kraj, pesnju hardo srce milo, dobrim ljudem spivaj. Jak u nas na Ukrajini sila не квітучі, так у нас на Україні люди всі співучі, хай же щастя буде в домі і пісень багато, бо без пісні в Україні не буває свята. Як у нас на Україні сіла не квітучі, так у нас на Україні люди всі співучі, хай же щастя буде в домі і пісень багато, бо без пісні в Україні не буває свята. Річка в синє море прокладає собі путь, і малі струмки прозорі сили їй додають. По землі вода гуляє, набуває рідний край, все довкола оживає, співай, земле, співай. Як у нас на Україні сіла не квітучі, так у нас на Україні люди всі співуть. Хай же щастя буде в домі і пісень багато, бо без пісні в Україні не буває свята. Як у нас на Україні сіла не квітучі, так у нас на Україні люди всі співучі. Хай же щастя буде в домі і пісень багато, бо без пісні в Україні не буває свята.
From Ukraine, that was Katya Bujinska and A U Nas Na Ukrainie, at our place in Ukraine. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Павліна, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. Another recipe from that wonderful 1929 cookbook, Galician Cuisine, and this one will be for another delectable soup. As well, we will have Ukrainian Jewish heritage, and we've got Volodya, who will be telling us about an annual, I wouldn't call it a celebration, but an observance on the Jewish calendar. And as well, we've got a book review with Myra Junik from Toronto, and she'll be reviewing the second in Marcia Skripik's wartime series, World War II era, and that is Making Bombs for Hitler. So stay tuned for all of that. We'll also have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next from Toronto, Zubrivka. This is from their second CD, Vecherniytsi, which means evening party, and Isho Kozak, the Wandering Cossack.
Ішов козак без ліс, без ліщину, без ліс, без ліщину, та й на дива. Молоду дівчину, та й на дива, молоду дівчину.
Ти дівчино, лиш Лечка румяного перед ночью, мене молодого перед ночью, мене молодого.
Я би тебе переночувала, переночувала, коли б зради. Я не боялася, я не боялася, коли б зради. Я не боялася.
Ти, дівчино, не бійся нічого, я нічого не зрадив я, на світі нікого, на світі нікого не зрадив я, на світі нікого.
Дівчини, крикну до дівчини, ой, спасибі,
за любу гостину, за любу гостину, ой, спасибі, за любу гостину. Ой, спасибі, віко зака того, що крім тебе, не забив нікого, не забив нікого, що крім тебе, не забив нікого.
Ліщину тай надибав, молоду дівчину, молоду дівчину тай надибав, молоду дівчину.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. The second annual Babas and Borscht Ukrainian Festival takes place August 23rd and 24th in Andrew, Alberta, featuring Ukrainian music and dance, great Ukrainian food and even a borscht cook-off, cultural and historical displays and demonstrations. Shop, learn, and explore at Babas Bazaar, special internment camp and Taras Shevchenko tributes, and much more. At the Babas and Borscht Festival, August 23rd and 24th in Andrew, Alberta. For more details and to buy the Baba tickets, go to babasandborscht.ca.
We want you there. You're coming, right?
And from Steinbeck, Manitoba, that was the By Request Band from their CD, Ukrainian Boys Gone Wild, and that was Danny's Foxtrot. And that had sort of a Zydeco Cajun kind of feeling to it. So let's carry on with that, but we are going to pick up the pace. So you're going to have to strap on your dancing boots, get lace them up real nice and tight, because here's Kalena now from Winnipeg from their CD Seam 7 and Stezhichko Moya, Zydeco.
Моя п'є сестричкою, мелічко кружко, подаричкою, усміхається, мої травами, під деревами, ключи дябами, усміхається, мої травами, під деревами, ключи дябами. Gdyby było im, zanesu brwi, jak to było im, do kochano i do rumiano i zyrkę jasno i polumiano i do kochano i do rumiano i zyrkę jasno i polumiano i
Ukrainian Food Flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo! Welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today, one of my favorite soups, kapusniak, or sauerkraut soup. Maybe it's still a bit early in the fall, but this is a soup you'll enjoy on cool, crisp days and cold, blustery evenings. It's a comfort food type of soup. Now, you might be thinking that sauerkraut soup does not sound very comforting, but trust me, this is a cold weather keeper. I'm so glad that Olha included it in her cookbook. Let's see how she goes about making her kapusniak. Personally, I love taking the leftovers of a nice spiral ham and using the ham bone as the base for this soup. Olha suggests using the pigtail. You can also use ham bones, spare ribs, or pork hocks. And if you're not a pork eater, you can use either chicken pieces or chicken base. Add water and bring to a boil. Drain and rinse the meat. You can dice some of the ham at this point if you wish. Cover the meat, including the bone, with water, bringing it to the boil once again. Simmer for half an hour. While your ham bone or ham hocks are on the boil, sauté one or two diced medium onions in a little butter or vegetable oil. Once the onions have softened, add them to the simmering broth along with some vegetables. I like to add a stick of celery finely diced and two medium potatoes diced. Season with salt and pepper. In the meantime, take 1 liter of sauerkraut, add water, and bring to the boil. Once it's come to the boil, drain and add the sauerkraut to the pot of broth and vegetables. You can flavor with parsley or dill if you wish. Now, using pork fat or lard, you're going to thicken the soup. Melt the lard, adding 2 tablespoons or more of browned flour to form a paste. When it turns golden in color, add cold water, mix, and pour into the soup. For a low-fat alternative, which is my preference, I take 2 or more tablespoons of browned flour and add liquid from the soup. Stir quickly so it does not get lumpy. If you're having trouble with that, you can add cold water to make a paste with the flour and then add the hot broth. Mix together and stir this back into the soup. Simmer the soup for 1 to 1.5 hours. Adjust seasonings if necessary. Some cooks use sugar in addition to the salt and pepper in order to adjust the flavor. Serve with a hearty rye or some other rustic bread. It's filling and delicious. Tune in next time for a Martha Stewart moment, making your own sauerkraut. This is Natalia Buchok with Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, asking you, on a cold winter evening, will it be borscht or kapusniak?
Thank you, Natalka. Дякую. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Дрібненький,
that was the Lemko Bluegrass Band from Lviv. And they do some very interesting arrangements, musically speaking. And they are, of course, as their name suggests, a bluegrass band. And that song was a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Dunai. And on that same theme of Dunai, we have a group from Toronto by the name of Dunai, and their most recent release called Zadunayim.
Oh, що стояла край берега, та й стала гірко ридати. Що стояла край берега, та й стала гірко ридати.
From her CD Reshato, which means sieve, that was Ukrainian singer Oksana Mucha and Хлопці Риболовці, the Fisher Boys. Ви слухаєте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції АМ-1320 у місті Ванкувері. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM-1320 CHMB Vancouver. Up next, another rendition of that very popular song going around the Ukrainian community and Ukraine and parts of Russia as well, Putin Khuilo. And this was some live recording at some outdoor picnic somewhere. Of course, none of these are done in a recording studio, as you can imagine why. At any rate, here is an unknown group doing a mariachi version of Putin Khuilo. Putin is not a nice guy, to put it mildly.
Putin Khuilo.
Thank you.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Greetings from the Faina Petrikova Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Tisha B'Av is a fast day that commemorates the destruction of the two temples in ancient times, as well as more recent tragedies befalling the Jewish people. It is sometimes referred to as the ninth of Av, since it falls on the ninth day of the Hebrew month of Av. On the secular calendar, it usually coincides with late July or mid-August. This year, in 2014, it falls on the 5th of August. Tisha B'Av vividly recalls devastating tragedies in Jewish history, so it is known as the saddest day on the Jewish calendar. The first great tragedy occurred in 586 before Common Era, when the Babylonians sacked Jerusalem and destroyed the first temple built by King Solomon, the most important place in ancient Judaism. The temple was rebuilt on the site of the first temple and completed in 516 BCE. The second temple was destroyed during the Roman siege of Jerusalem in 70 CE. The destruction of the two temples took place on the same day, the 9th of Av, about 656 years apart. These two events were so devastating that the ancient rabbis declared the anniversary of the temple's destruction a day of mourning. This is the origin of Tisha B'Av. Other tragedies have occurred on this day. The 9th of Av is the day Jews were expelled from England in 1290, from France in 1306, and from Spain in 1492. In 1914, World War I was declared on the 9th of Av. Immediately following it, a series of over 400 pogroms began in Russia, Ukraine, Hungary, and Poland, at the hands of the infamous Black Hundreds, imperialists, Bolsheviks and Mensheviks, and other anti-Semitic, xenophobic groups. Many Jewish communities used Tisha B'Av to mourn the 6 million Jews who perished in the Holocaust. On Tisha B'Av, in 1941, SS commander Heinrich Himmler formally received approval from the Nazi Party for the final solution. On Tisha B'Av, in 1942, the mass deportation of Jews from the Warsaw Ghetto to Treblinka began. The Talmud says, "From the beginning of Av, we diminish happiness." So in keeping with this sentiment, the first 9 days of the month of Av become increasingly mournful, and observant Jews refrain from a number of activities. For instance, during these 9 days, Jews are not allowed to cut their hair or shave. This custom dates back to ancient times, when people showed they were in mourning by allowing their hair to grow. They also refrain from drinking wine, eating meat, or participating in pleasurable activities like going to the movies, dancing, or dining out. Even washing their clothes is prohibited, because wearing clean clothes is an enjoyable experience. The purpose of all these prohibitions is to help people feel like true mourners by the time Tisha B'Av comes around on the 9th of Av. For Jews in Ukraine, it is common during this period to visit the sites of tragic events and the communities past that occurred on this day. This year, Lviv's Jewish community visited a small town located near Lviv called Bilohorshcha. It is the site of mass graves of Jews who the German Nazis tortured and killed including prominent rabbis and Jewish community leaders. At these services, there are lighted candles, chants, and prayer requests for mercy for the innocent martyrs who were brutally killed just for being born Jewish. While Tisha B'Av is historically a sad day, Jews are taught that Tisha B'Av will one day reverse from a day of mourning to a day of celebration. This is Volodymyr Valkov at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaic and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine.
Thanks, Volodya. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. Knishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik. Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knishka Corner, we will be discussing Marsha Fortuch-Krikuk's novel, Making Bombs for Hitler. The novel begins in 1943 as Lida and her younger sister Larissa are separated after the Nazis take over their village. Lida is sent to a work camp to become an Osterbeiter or forced labor worker, and Larissa disappears. Will they ever be reunited? 9-year-old Lida struggles to survive in the horrible conditions of the Bavarian work camp. She is warned by older girls in her barracks that Germans don't like young workers, so she pretends to be 13 years old. She develops a strong friendship with her fellow slave laborer, Luca. She must eat subhuman food, wear the clothing she was captured in, and go barefoot. Luckily, she is selected to work in the camp laundry, where her expert sewing skills are put to use. Her life is much easier than that of the others, who must work on farms and in factories. When she comes to the attention of a cruel guard, she is sent to another location to make bombs for Hitler. When this location is destroyed by Allied bombs, Lida and the other slave laborers are moved and locked up in abominable conditions to make bullets for German soldiers. After the camp is liberated by Americans, Lida hopes to find her sister and her friend Luca. At the displaced persons camp, the Soviets urge all the Ukrainians to return to their homeland. Some of them do, only to find out that they will be sent to Siberia as punishment for cooperating with the Germans. Since she has nowhere else to go, the displaced persons camp becomes Lida's home. Will she ever find her sister again? This is a very well-written book about a little-known aspect of Nazi prison camps: the 3.3 to 5 million Osterbeiters, or forced laborers. Readers will learn a great deal about World War II and the treatment of captured Ukrainian civilians. Krikuk's characters overcome great challenges during a period of war and intense turbulence. Her images of suffering are unforgettable. This was not a room, after all, but a train car, the kind for cattle. It swayed back and forth. The sound was not the humming of bees, but the whispers of frightened children. Readers have already met Lida and her sister Larissa in Skripuk's earlier novel, Stolen Child, which was published in 2010. Marissa was declared a Lebensborn, to be Germanized by being raised in a German family. Underground Soldier, published in 2014, is the third novel in this series. It explores the life of fugitives from Nazi prison camps and gives readers a portrait of the courageous Ukrainian insurgent army, the UPA. Marsha Ferchuk-Skripuk has received numerous awards and honors for her picture books and young adult novels, including Aram's Choice, which was nominated for the Canadian Library Association Book of the Year for Children in 2007. In 2008, Marsha was awarded the Order of Princess Olha by the Ukrainian President Yushchenko. In recognition of the picture book Enough, which described the Holodomor that claimed millions of lives in the 1930s. Most recently, her book One Step at a Time won the Silver Birch Nonfiction Award for 2014. Making Bombs for Hitler won the Silver Birch Award for Fiction in 2012 and was on the 2014 shortlist for the Kupzar Literary Award. This novel stands out as a powerful message about the strength of a child facing unbelievable challenges who believes that beauty can be found anywhere. It is available at Chapters and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Rosemarie and Charlene Todischuk, the Todischuk sisters, from their most recent CD, Domiluji Zusrishi, Until We Meet Again. And that was Zeleny High, The Green Grove. And if you happen to be in Winnipeg, I'll bet your bet my boots that Charlene, who lives in Montreal, is in Winnipeg right now to perform with her sister on stage at the Kiev Pavilion, which is taking place during Folklorama in Winnipeg, that wonderful festival, multicultural extravaganza that I really, really miss living out here on the West Coast. We don't have anything quite like that. I don't know if actually there is anything quite like that anywhere in the world. So definitely, if you're in Winnipeg or looking for a place to go at this time of year, head out there and take in Folklorama. It is just so much fun. And again, that was the Todischuk sisters from their most recent CD, Domiluji Zusrishi, Until We Meet Again, and Zeleny High, The Green Grove. And staying on that theme of green, this is the middle of summer, and a lot of things are green out there in the fields, including rye. And here is a traditional Ukrainian folk song that is actually a welcoming song. It happens to be called Zeleneye Zheto, which means green grows the rye. And here is a group from Ukraine called Kobza to perform it for you.
Жито женці жнуть, хороші гості мене ждуть. Зеленеє жито женці жнуть, хороші гості в хату йдуть. Ой, зелене жито, зелене, хороші гості у мене, зеленеє жито за селом, хороші гості за столом, зеленеє жито за селом, хороші гості за столом.
Week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community.
On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. Contact TV airs on Multicultural Channel Omni 1 and on Channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, пора не прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Бідний бідному співчуває, але біда біду доганяє. And our proverb of the week translates as the poor pity each other, but misfortunes follow one another. Well, that just about wraps it up for Nash Holos once again for another week. So to take us home, we've got Jason Chernoboy, and he is with the By Request Band. This is from his solo album, and he'll be taking us home with the presentation polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening, and Dobranich!